The girl is the daughter of Kipari Leniata, who was burned alive as a suspected sorcerer in 2013 at the age of 20. Her daughter was last week tortured in Sirunki in Enga province by men who suspected her because of who her mother was. Cassandra Rangip, co-founder of an anti-witchcraft non-government organisation, Leniata Legacy, says she was horrified when she heard what had happened to Kipari Leniata's daughter.
I thought I was dreaming, to be honest. I thought this can't be true, because I saw the name Kipari, and that was that sort of drew me into that straight away. And sorcery and all those words came to me, and I obviously the same reaction I felt for Kipari when I first saw what happened with Kipari and Yata. It sort of like was a deja vu feeling.
Have we had it confirmed that this little girl is in fact Kipari Leniata's daughter?
Yes, that's a confirmation.
And was she attacked because she was the daughter of a woman who had been killed for being a sorcerer?
Yes. At the moment, she's in the care of someone other than her father. Her father has given her in the care of someone who's able to care for her, because obviously she's not safe. The father obviously can't be with her. I'm assuming that because they probably identified the daughter because of the father. But yeah, she's at the moment, everyone is hustling around to figure out how to help, because obviously she's not safe there, because the community are much more powerful than the police, and we need a very strong stand at the very, very highest levels of government.
Cassandra Rangip says the priority is to make sure the girl is safe from future attacks, and this means getting her away from Enga province, perhaps as far as Australia.
There are repatriation options for the daughter, and they're all over PNG, in different parts, in LA and, other very remote parts, very far away from where Enga is. But we don't know as well, because there is also the risk factors of her identity being, because she's such a controversial identity, that they may also believe the same belief that the people in the community of Sirunki believe. Those are the risks that we're thinking of. But the other thing is also Australia would be an option as well, where it's a protection. She needs protection on the Australian government. The Australian has a place of asylum, because it's actually her particular identity that's at risk. It's not like people are targeting a large group. Is actually very targeted to her.
Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has expressed outrage at the abuse of the girl, saying beliefs in sorcery are absolute rubbish. He says it's not a real cultural practice, but a false belief involving the violent abuse and torture of women and girls by pathetic and perverted individuals. Another anti-sorcery activist is Ruth Kissam from the PNG Tribal Foundation. She says this is one incident, but it's part of a much larger problem that's getting so bad that she's calling on Mr. O'Neill to declare a state of emergency.
All these calls are not going to do anything if the right institutions that are supposed to be doing their job are doing their job. Where is the police? Where are the arrests coming? Why aren't people moving in right now? That is what I'm not really happy with. It's like this whole thing, it's a nightmare that is going over, and the same thing. We're repeating the same thing, and now it's a child. And the police know the village. And why can't they go in and arrest those people? Because they are the custodian of the law. Why should they need witnesses? Well, that's the thing that is just not sitting well with me. Like, I want to make a call on the Prime Minister to declare an SOE in Enga. Yeah, a state of emergency. Yes. Because that is exactly what is happening. Just, 2 days ago, we just heard news of two other women being tortured in two different places. And just imagine, these are the places that are near the road. So now people are now starting to speak up. But what about those villages that do not have links to the, people don't know what's going on. Everyone is keeping hush-hush about it. And it's just spreading for a while. If they are torturing a 6-year-old, you can just imagine what they're doing to other women.